Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, who loved you enough that he sent his own Son to suffer and die for you, from God the Son, who loves you enough that he willingly died for you and then rose from the grave to guarantee your eternity, and from God the Holy Spirit, who loves you so much that through the power of his word and the power of his sacraments, he created the gift of saving faith in your heart and strengthens that gift right down to this very day. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. What is Easter all about? If you were to ask that question at work, or if you were to ask that question at school, you would probably get a variety of answers. For some people, Easter is all about those nice colored eggs and a basket filled with candy, and of course, the Easter bunny. For other people, Easter is all about maybe getting a new set of clothes, hopefully having a little bit of time off of work or school, and of course, that delicious Easter dinner that we enjoy with our family and our friends. But is that really what Easter is all about? Is that what you and I have spent the last 6 weeks getting ready for, my friends? Absolutely not. Today, as we gather together in God's house on this glorious Easter Sunday, our goal is to focus on the very heart of Easter by focusing on the Easter Gospel. As we study the Easter Gospel this morning, let's celebrate three things. First of all, let's celebrate that the Easter Gospel is the very basis of our eternal salvation. Then let's celebrate the fact that the Easter Gospel is the very basis of the entire Christian faith. And finally, let's celebrate the fact that the Easter Gospel is the very basis of who you and I are. 1 Corinthians 15 has long been known as the great resurrection chapter of the Bible. From verse 1 all the way through verse 58, this entire chapter of Scripture focuses our attention on what Easter is all about, the Easter Gospel. But did you notice? Did you notice that the Apostle Paul never once talked about colored eggs, or a basket filled with candy, or the Easter bunny? Did you notice that the Apostle Paul did not even hint at the snacks that we'll enjoy after the service or that wonderful Easter dinner that we have planned with our family and our friends? Paul begins the great resurrection chapter of the Bible by focusing our attention on the heart of Easter, the Easter Gospel. Listen once again to the opening verses of our text. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you have received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. By this gospel you are saved. That's the message that the Apostle Paul himself proclaims to us on this glorious Easter Sunday. But what is the gospel? Let me give you a hint. The Greek word that's translated here in our text as gospel very literally means good news. But what good news does Easter proclaim to you and to me? What good news serves as the very basis of our eternal salvation? The good news that Paul is talking about here in our text, the good news that Easter proclaims to you and to me, the good news that does indeed serve as the basis for our salvation, is the good news that the Easter angel proclaimed to those faithful women in the early morning hours of that first Easter Sunday. Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. The good news that Paul is talking about here in our text for today, the good news that Easter proclaims to you and to me, the good news that serves as the very basis of our salvation, is the good news that the risen Christ himself proclaimed to his fear-filled disciples in that upper room somewhere in Jerusalem on that first Easter Sunday. The Apostle John tells us, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The Easter gospel, my friends, the good news which serves as the very basis of your eternal salvation, is that the true Son of God willingly suffered and died on the cross to pay for your sins, and then physically rose from the grave on Easter Sunday to guarantee your eternal salvation. If it were not for both the innocent suffering and death, as well as the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ on Easter Sunday, your salvation, my salvation, would be completely impossible. But with the innocent suffering and death of God's only begotten Son, and with the physical resurrection of God's Son on Easter Sunday, now, my friends, your salvation is indeed secure. Now that's good news. Since the Easter gospel is indeed the basis of our eternal salvation, it only follows that the Easter gospel is also the basis of the entire Christian faith. Look at verses 3 through 8 of our text. "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also as to one abnormally born." Does this portion of Scripture sound somewhat familiar to you? Doesn't it remind you of the second article of the Apostles' Creed, the creed that has been proclaiming the true Christian faith for approximately 2,000 years now? The true Christian faith teaches that God has two requirements for anyone and everyone who wants to live in the glory of his heavenly home. First, God requires that we be holy, that we be perfect, just as he is holy, and just as our heavenly Father is perfect. Second, God requires that we have absolutely no sin whatsoever. On our own, that's completely impossible, isn't it? On our own, we have no holiness. On our own, we have no perfection. On our own, we have no righteousness. On our own, we have nothing but sin. That's why the true Christian faith teaches that Jesus died so that he could take away all of your sins. And that's why the true Christian faith teaches that by trusting in what Jesus has done for you, you are given, absolutely free of charge, you are given the gift of holiness, the gift of righteousness, the gift of perfection. You are given absolutely everything you need to live in the very presence of the living God for all of eternity. At the same time, the true Christian faith teaches that Jesus physically rose from the dead on the third day, just as he said he would, to prove. To prove that Jesus is who he claims to be, the one and only true Son of the one and only true God. To prove that Jesus has indeed been victorious over our most powerful enemies, sin, death, and the devil. To prove that Jesus can and will fulfill all of the promises that he has made to us, including the promise of one day raising us from our graves. And just so that there is no doubt whatsoever, the Apostle Paul lists 6 different occasions when the risen Christ appeared to his disciples during the 40 days between his resurrection and his ascension into heaven. And so, yes, my friends, The Easter Gospel is indeed the basis of the entire Christian faith, for the Easter Gospel very clearly proclaims that Jesus died for you and that he physically rose from the grave in order that you might live with him forever in heaven. Now that's good news. The final point that we want to glean from this text is found in verses 9 and 10. In these verses, the Apostle Paul both expresses and confesses a truth that applies to each and every one of us. Look at what he says. For I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. The Easter Gospel reminds us that you and I are what we are purely by the amazing grace of the Lord God of heaven and earth. Scripture teaches that by nature, we are born spiritually blind, spiritually dead, and spiritually the enemies of God. But when God the Holy Spirit shined the light of the Easter Gospel into our hearts and created the gift of saving faith, he changed us. The Easter Gospel proclaims to us that by the grace of God, we are Christians. The Easter Gospel proclaims to us that purely by the grace of God, we are the dearly beloved adopted children of the Heavenly Father. The Easter Gospel proclaims to us that purely by the grace of God, we are forgiven, completely forgiven, of all of our sins. The Easter Gospel proclaims to us that purely by the grace of God, we are saved. Saved for all of eternity. And so, yes, my friends, the Easter Gospel is most certainly the basis of who we are. The Easter Gospel is what enables us to joyfully say along with the Apostle Paul, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Now that's good news. What is Easter all about? Without the Easter Gospel, there really isn't any Easter at all, is there? Without the Easter Gospel, there's just fancy colored eggs and baskets filled with candy, and of course, the Easter Bunny. Without the Easter Gospel, there is just the chance of maybe getting some new clothes, the chance of maybe getting a little bit of time off of work and school, and then, of course, the dinner that we enjoy with our family and our friends. Ah, but with the Easter Gospel, there is joy and confidence. With the Easter Gospel, there is a joy and there is a celebration that literally lasts into all of eternity. My prayer then on this glorious Easter Sunday is that we will indeed stay focused on the very heart of Easter. Stay focused on the Easter Gospel and celebrate. Celebrate the fact that the Easter Gospel is the basis of your eternal salvation. Celebrate the fact that the Easter Gospel is the basis of the entire Christian faith. And celebrate the fact that the Easter Gospel is the basis of who you are because of what he has done for you. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen.